This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
Host Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out on this end of the 4th of July week. Celebrated America's Independence this week. It's a great week to be doing pretty much anything, spending time with family. I know I just got back from North Conway, New Hampshire. We got back last night after spending a few days with some good friends, and got to go to a few places up there for my daughters, Storyland and Santa's Village. So it's been pretty exciting. But we had some of that crazy rain last night, heavy rain, thunderstorms. So everything's been watered today after some of that heat we've been having. It's been real warm, you know, so it's definitely, you know, while you can, if you're up in the morning and, you know, there's nothing going on with, you know, other things, get out there and throw some water on some of the plants today. You know, even some of your established plants, you'll notice that they might be taking a hit too, just having all this heat. And I know we had a downpour, but at the same time, it kind of just went right through. Where I was, we were driving back last night, and all the roads, you could just see the moisture just evaporating back into the air after it was done raining. Things were drying out real quick. That means the water was just pouring through. So definitely take a look. Get out there and take a look this week to make sure everything's staying watered. Just this past week, last year I had put in some hydrangeas, an Endless Summer and a Blushing Bride hydrangea. Didn't really have to water them at all this spring. Obviously, we had lots of rain. We did have some warm up, and usually, you know, you'll have to do something here or there. But just Wednesday, out of nowhere, they were wilted. Hadn't wilted all year. So we're talking July 3rd. And hadn't wilted all year, and I kind of thought I was on that next level. All right, can just do with the natural, don't have to water as often, but came right back, and we definitely have to start watering again on some of those established. I think we've kind of hit that point where it rained so much in the spring, but we dried out a bit, got real warm, where the ground's starting to be not as saturated, that the water's kind of running through a little bit. So it might be time to start thinking about watering again, using some of those products to help you so you don't have to water as much. Products like Soil Moist, for your containers, there's another product out there that you could use for the lawns called Hydratain. That was a great product that you put over the lawn, you water it in, and it helps reduce the watering that you need to do. I remember back in the day when my father was talking about those, and this is 15, 20 years ago, and it's some great technology that really helps, especially in times where it's real hot and you don't have the time to water as much. Watering bans, those could be coming soon. Who knows? Not sure what the weather's going to bring. I know that the next week it's still going to be warm. We're not getting out of the that part of it, but it is going to be pretty nice for the next week here. Not a lot of rain that I'm seeing. Mostly 80s, mostly high 80s and sunny. So, just take a look at some things you can do for your plants. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that first call. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bernie's in Cape Cod.
Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, how are you? Good
morning,
Patrick.
I'm doing great. You?
Good, thanks. I have a birch tree. It's probably 15, maybe 16 years old. It's not a white birch. It's one of those darker colored barks that kind of peel off a little bit.
Yep.
And this year we've been having a problem with it. The leaves started turning yellow and falling off. And at first I thought it was because we had so much rain. But it's continuing, and now I see some little black spots, and the leaves are still turning yellow and dropping off. And I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. I've tried some tree and shrub on it, but I'm not sure that has done anything.
Now, the black spots, where are the black spots?
On the leaves.
On the leaves? Okay.
Yeah. The leaves turn yellow. They seem to get a black spot once they turn yellow. I'm not actually sure what the sequence is, but... And then they fall off.
Okay. Now, when did you use the tree and shrub?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So the tree and shrub is going to take some time. What it does is that translocates through the plant. So you pour it into the root system, and it usually can take about a month to really go through the plant.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like one of those instant get through there. Especially so a 15 to 16 foot birch, I'm assuming it's going to be about 20-ish feet, maybe a little bit more, depending upon how many trunks were there.
Just one.
Just one? Okay, so single stem, so that's better. So it might, not go, it might go a little bit quicker as being one stem. So you're going to see some of that happen. I'd look at watering it a little bit more. I know we've had rain. I understand that. But what I'd like to see you do is get a hose out there, put it on a trickle, and leave it for about half hour, 45 minutes. And do that every couple days. At the same time, you're seeing the leaves turn yellow. They're turning black spots on them.
Yeah.
You probably have the black spot on them prior. You're just noticing the black spot when the yellow, because it's falling. At that point, it's bringing more attention to it. So all of a sudden, you're saying, it has black spot too. So what I'd like to see you do is that tree and shrub is going to help go through there, get any of the insects that are in there, diseases as well. But for a quick kill, use something along the lines of Infuse. Infuse from, because we're dealing with that black spot's a disease. So we're dealing with a disease on the plant. And so Infuse is a liquid form of a fungicide.
Okay.
That's a synthetic version of it. If you wanted to go organic, you could try like a copper fungicide or something just like that. Spray the whole plant down. Get it so it's dripping a bit. You don't want to just spray it once and have it, almost missed it. You want to have it drip. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have to do that now. It's usually about 4 weeks later, but at that point, some of that tree and shrub is going to start to really be into the plant and start moving through there. Because what it does is as the water is taken through the plant, it's up, up the roots into the plant itself, it'll have to move with the water and that. Whereas, so if we've been having some dry times, it doesn't go as quickly. That's why they want you to, pour the water in with the solution. So the watering is going to help translocate that tree and shrub a little bit quicker. to get it through the plant. The outer spray for the infuse is going to try to stop everything that's there right now, because the tree and shrub is more of a, it helps prevent it, and it's going to get what's there, but that infuse is really going to help stop it so that the tree and shrub can start to do its work.
Okay. Great, thank you.
When you start to see some of the, you know, you've probably seen a lot of the leaves fall, scratch the bark. See if there's green underneath it. If there's green, you know, on the stems that are breaking, that the leaves are falling off on the stems, check the bark. If it's green underneath it, it's just going through something, so it's just losing its leaves to get rid of some of that, you know, that disease, that fungus that's on it. If you're seeing the green behind it, it's just going to go through that period where it's having some issues. It's trying to rejuvenate itself. If you're seeing brown under there, then we got a little bit bigger problem. But if you have the green, what I want to see you do is there's a product out there from Natural Alternatives called Protolyzer.
Yeah.
The Protolyzer is going to work with that plant, and it's going to, any fertilizer that you've done this year, it's going to work with that and help rejuvenate the plant as well. You know, it's just like when we're sick, we get chicken noodle soup, we get, you know, lots of liquids, etc. The plant needs something too when it's sick. So that's kind of where I'm going with that one.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Bernie. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to break. We'll be back with more of your gardening questions.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to PaulParent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to PaulParent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Pennsylvania.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I don't know if he can help, but I have black raspberry bushes. I love black raspberries, and I have had them for several years, never had a problem. And this year, the deer have gotten into them. And I want to know, do you have a way to keep the deer out of the bushes?
So there's a couple things you can be doing. Have you used any sprays or any scents or anything along that line?
I have a spray that's supposed to be deer and rabbit repellent.
Okay.
And I have used that successfully on the rabbits, but it didn't seem to deter the deer.
Okay. So there's a couple things you can do with deer. They don't like certain scents. Depending upon the product you got, there are some there that like have like an egg solid. They have some dried blood, that type of thing. I found that dried blood is one of the better ones to use for that. Espoma has a granular product called dried blood that you can sprinkle around the area that will keep them away. There's also the product called Deer Stop. Deer Stop is actually dried blood as well. It's about 38% dried blood. The one thing about that product is when it gets wet, it actually enhances the plant itself. The repellent itself, so that it makes it stronger. So that would be something to take a look at. The other thing is, if you have a large deer population, you know, if you're looking to spend some money, there are some like wireless fences that kind of shock them for that, that keep them around. There's some people who've been listening to the show for years that there's a product that I believe is called Deer Fencing, Electric Deer Fencing. It's a website that you can find that actually will put that in there. That's going to the extreme if you are looking at that. But again, like I said, that product Deer Stop or anything that has some dried blood in it, it will actually enhance the smell, and the deer don't like that one. So that might be something to take a look at.
Okay. I know about dried blood. I've used it in the past for fertilizing and also for rabbits. It helps with them, too. I actually didn't think about trying it for the deer, but I'll give that a whirl. Thanks.
No problem. So that's the great thing about using that dried blood. If you put it around there, you can use it. It does work as a fertilizer as well. So it's a win-win. You're helping repel and you're fertilizing. So it's a good spot for you to be in.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Carol. Good luck. Right, bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Are fleas and ticks making your favorite pet's life downright miserable? Bone-Eyed Flea Beater products will make your pet's life flea and tick free. Controlling fleas and ticks is an easy 1-2-3. Bone-Eyed's complete 3-step program starts with controlling fleas and ticks outdoors with granular or hose-end flea beater products. The second step is to control fleas and ticks indoors with Bone-Eyed's flea beater aerosols and ready-to-use products. And the third step is to control the fleas and ticks on your pet with Bone-Eyed's flea beater for pets ready to use. All products are deadly on fleas and ticks, so if fleas and ticks are causing your favorite pet to scratch and itch, get Bone-Eyed flea beater products today and put an end to their flea and tick problems. Bone-Eyed products are family made in America. Bone-Eyed flea beater products can be found at these fine retailers. You can find them, at O'Connor's Hardware in Billerica, Massachusetts, Chuck Hafner's Garden Center in North Syracuse, New York, and at a Blue Seal Needs and Feeds near you in New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, and Connecticut. Or go to boneeyed.com to find a retailer near you. All right, again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. We do have a couple things more we can discuss on the other side of the break. We actually did get a couple emails about rabbits, so we'll go over that a little bit more. We did talk about some deer there, but on the other side of the break, we'll talk about that and more of your gardening questions. So give us a call. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to go to a break. We'll get back. More with you guys. Be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another strong earthquake has hit California, a magnitude 7.1. Kern County Supervisor Mick Gleason says they're getting all the help they can handle.
I've talked with the governor. I've talked with the White House.
I talked with both states about the federal senators, or Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein. Everybody's pitching in, helping. We have declared an emergency in the city of Ridgecrest. We're declaring emergency in the county of Kern.
Seismologist Lucy Jones says the shaking is likely to continue.
The last time we've had earthquakes of this size, we were seeing significant aftershocks for more than a year.
The town of Ridgecrest was near the epicenter. Mayor Peggy Breeden.
Many of them have experienced something that is very traumatic, somewhat unknown to most of them. I know that it is a difficult situation, but they're fearful to be in their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So, be here to help you out. Happy Sunday out there for all of you guys waking up. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. So, it's time to get out there and at least relax and get in the garden. I know we do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right there first. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim in Massachusetts.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I know what's going with WCAP lately. I tuned in this morning, at 6 o'clock, and it's dead ears. It's, off the year. It's been happening lately, and, all day. Yesterday, it was all Beatles and Before Music out there yesterday. And then I tune in this morning at 6 o'clock, and it's not on the air. I wonder what's going on with them. I know they're moving to Market Street. I wonder what's going on with them lately.
That could be part of it. This morning here in Lowell, where I am, about 5:45, we did have a power surge in the area. So maybe something's going on. I know it's been happening a few days. They're, as you said, they're going through a move. They should be fine, no problems. If you're ever looking for the show on a Sunday and you can't hear it on the radio, you can go to our website if you have the internet, and our website has a listen live spot. You can listen live right on the internet.
I remember there was a station in Worcester that had your show on. I didn't know they still have it, but it was go on the webpage. And what do I click on to for the...
So on the top of the website, it'll say Listen Live. And right there, you click there and follow the links. It'll actually say listen live again with a picture of my father and I, or my father. You click on there, and it'll pop right up for you. So, you know, there are multiple ways to do it. I know, like you said, there's some things going on. WCAP is relocating, nicer location. But there's, you know, we did have some power issues in this area this morning.
I noticed they don't carry... Yeah, cool show, you know, up to 10. They have that stupid bridge show, and they play it from the previous week, because it's also on a Boston station that plays live. They always, putting on a show that's a week old? Why can't it be live like the other radio stations?
Sometimes they gotta, you know, put on some repeats if they're having some issues, and again, it seems like they are. But they'll be back and stronger than ever very soon. I know they're doing fine. Everything's updated there. They've been, you know, trying to, like you said, move and get things settled. So maybe it's just the time to do that. So
hope so.
Everything should be good, but if you're looking for us and you can't get a hold of us, again, just go to our website at paulparent.com, and there's a spot where you can listen live, and you can hear us for the 4 hours of the show. You can listen to some of the old podcasts if you miss some things and you want to get some more information.
Oh, good. Thank you for telling me.
All right, Jim. Thanks, bye-bye. Jim. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Western Mass.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. Thank you. So I was just calling because I have a few endless summer hydrangeas.
Okay.
And I had one in the full sun, and it just constantly was weeping from the sun. So I moved it because I read that, well, it's supposed to get a little bit of shade. So I have one that's probably three-quarters of the day in sun.
Okay.
And two others that are all in the shade. And one of the ones in the shade doesn't have any blossoms. The other one has one. And then the one that's mostly in the sun, that gets a little protection from the sun in the afternoon, that's got four. And I'm just wondering, what kind of conditions does it like? Because I see other people's in all sun or all shade, and then they have a lot of blossoms.
Yeah, so which one of these that you relocated, and how long ago did you relocate it?
Oh, it's over 5 years.
Okay,
I've relocated the one.
So the endless summer do like about half day sun at least. So the
morning or afternoon?
Either or. They're looking for about 5-6 hours of sun.
Okay.
So, you know, if it comes up in the morning and goes, sun comes up around 5:30, 6 o'clock, gets it in there till about 12, 1 o'clock, great. Or you can do from, you know, like 10 to 4, something along those lines, where it's going to get a little bit of shade. The reason why it likes the shade, as you've already noticed, you know, it was drying out quickly. It allows it to keep in the moisture a little bit quicker. I was talking about a couple of them this morning. I have three that it gets sun around, it'll start about 10, and it'll go to about 4 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock. I have a few blossoms on them. It's only the second year in the ground, so it hasn't established as much, but one of them has about 10 blossoms. It's really, you know, it's getting to the point where they're starting to pop a little bit more. Mine were a little bit late this season. I noticed only blossoms about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Usually I would have hoped they would have been a little bit earlier. The one thing you can do to help with it, have you done any fertilization at all with the hydrangeas?
No, and I didn't. I used to prune it, and I don't do that anymore. This time I left it, thinking that maybe I was cutting off, because does it blossom on the old wood or new wood?
So the endless summer is one of those great ones where it'll be on either.
Okay, and so then I thought I would have had a lot more.
Well, so the past couple winters have been a little bit crazy with it. You know, we had
I want to say 2 years ago, it was in late February. This year, we had some in March, early February, where it warmed up, and then it got real cold again, shocking the plants a little bit. So we've had some issues there. What I'd like to see done with the hydrangea is give it a 10-10-10 fertilizer, an all-purpose fertilizer. And you can do that in a six-week interval. So you could do it now and then at the end of August about. And that's really going to help rejuvenate it a little bit and get things going with that. I think the ones that are in the full shade might need a little bit more sun. The one that's in three-quarters of the day is in good condition, perfect spot for it. I just think there's some environmental factors that are coming into play these past couple years, just based on the winters. Again, you know, I know it blooms on old and new wood, but what's happening is with that warm up in February or March early, and then getting to the cold, the plant gets ready, starts growing, and it shocks some of the root system, which shocks some of the flowers away from it. If you're getting good production with the leaves, good production with the rest of the plant, and it is nice
really
and healthy,
you
just need a little bit something else to push onto it. Going with the 10-10-10 is a good thing to do. Next spring, what I'd like to see you do, right when the ground starts to thaw and, you know, you're noticing that, you could put a shovel in the ground, use a super phosphate. Okay, so that would be, you can either use a super phosphate or a triple phosphate. Either one works. The super phosphate is usually like a 0440, and the triple phosphate is a 0180. What that is it's, a lot of times they'll call it a bloom booster. It'll push some of those blossoms coming through. I don't want you to do it now, just because we're going into the heat. You could stress it out a little bit. That's why you want to do it early in the season to get it going for the year and push through and then continue with that 10-10-10 fertilizer. But it's something that will help with root development, which will lead into bigger blossoms and more strong, more bountiful blossoms for you.
Okay, I should probably move the two that are mostly shade. Also, it does just get some late afternoon sun, but that's only like for 2 to 3 hours.
And so with that, what I'd like to see you do is wait on moving them until the fall.
Okay.
Because right now we're getting some, you know, we've had some humidity, we've had a lot of warmth. It's looking like it's in the 80s, mid-80s all week. The plant's going to already be stressed because you're going to be digging up the root system. But when it's so warm and there's no water, it's going to stress it out even more. So it's going to go into shock from the transplanting. So the better time is when the temperatures are cooler, beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe middle September. When the plant is not dying back, but it's starting to not rely on the elements as well. It's not so hot. It's not going to go into shock. So that you could do it in early spring when it's starting to pop up in the ground. You can put a shovel in the ground, or late fall, middle to late fall. I consider September fall still, even though it doesn't happen till a little bit later. But mid-September would be a good time to move it. You could do more damage now. You're having great growth. You're having great leaves. You have a few flowers. You just don't want to hurt it at that point.
Yeah, it's very healthy looking, just no flowers.
Yeah, so I think a little bit more sun's going to help.
All right. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You have a great one.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Jim in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a crab apple tree. It's approximately 25 years old. And it's been struggling the last 3 years with apple rot. And last year, I almost lost all my leaves. What do you recommend? Something that's organic? I have young children. I don't want to spray chemicals on it. What do you think would work the best?
And so it has the cedar apple rust?
Exactly.
Do you have...
it goes through a cycle where it will be on the crab apple and then it will actually go to some sort of like cedar or juniper. Do you have any of those in the area too?
I do. About 20 feet away, I have like two junipers.
Okay. Have you ever noticed any like gall type on the juniper? Like, I want to say it's like a orangey, like yellowy red combination. Have you seen any?
No. It's really healthy.
Okay. You might not see it because it's usually overwinters through that.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it. Now, to use a product on there to spray, you were looking for the organic, you said?
Yep.
Okay. So there's multiple products you can use. So that the synthetic is the fruit and tree spray. You can use, for the organic, it's a orchard, tree, and nut spray from Bonide. I'm trying to, while we're talking, pull up the label so I can get you the information off of it because it comes in multiple sizes. That's the organic version. They also carry a product that's like it called, I think it's tomato, fruit, and vegetable 3-in-1. What I can do is, so we're going to the break here in about 20 seconds. During the break, I'm going to look up to see the product so I can get you the active ingredient for and how much you need to use. But those are the two products that you could be spraying on the plant itself. The other thing I want to see you do is get rid of the leaves at the end of the year. But we'll talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back to finish up with Jim with the cedar apple rust.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Jim from New Hampshire. He has cedar apple rust on his crab apple that's causing some issues. Jim, one other question I had for you. Do you have any eastern red cedars in the yard?
We have hydrangeas. We have two abrevieties. We have a hydrangea. It does have some type of fungus on it, I think. Like a bulb that pops up every year.
Okay. That's on the hydrangea or on the arborvitaes there?
The hydrangea.
Okay. So that's usually not it doesn't usually hold this disease. What it would be like, you can check the arborvitae, see if it's on there, or any of the juniper. It would look like this, I'm trying to think, like a puffer fish. I can only think of Finding Nemo on the big guy. There's like a fish that blows up, and it's got like little spikes on it. It kind of looks like that at first. That's what the gall will look like on a juniper or an eastern red cedar. And then what it'll end up turning into is this orange ooze will come out of it and almost look like tentacles, like it's a giant squid with about 1,000 legs. It's like an octopus with like a giant, with like 1,000 legs on it. That's the gall that's causing the cedar apple rust. Okay.
Okay.
So if you see that on the juniper, what I want you to do is remove it. You're going to need to go about 2 inches below where that gall is. You're going to need to remove it and get rid of it. Don't put it in a compost pile. Put it in the trash. Just be gone with it. Okay? The other thing I'd like to see you do is at the end of the season, get as many of the leaves from that crab apple you have and get rid of those as well. Don't put them in a compost pile. Don't send them, you know, in the paper bags somewhere. Get rid of them in the trash because they can affect any of the leaf piles that, say, goes to the city, something along those lines. You want to get rid of those leaves because what will happen is the disease sits on the leaves, goes back into the soil, gets airborne, and moves to back to the juniper. Then after the gall happens, then in the spring it comes back up to the plant, and it does this vicious cycle for a few years. So you're going to have to look for that gall and see if it's there. Even look at, like, the neighbors. If you have some neighbors close by, see if they have a juniper or an eastern red cedar. Eastern red cedar is more just an upright juniper. So look and see if there's any of those around. Because, again, like I said, it's a cycle. It's just a big circle that keeps going around and around. You can use a contact fungicide on there. The contact fungicide was the citrus fruit and nut orchard spray. It comes in multiple sizes, a concentrate and a hose end. That is organic, so you'll need to spray the whole plant and get it so it's dripping a little bit. Not like a heavy drip where it's washing off, but a drip so it's just sitting on the plant. I'd also, to be honest with you, spray the juniper that are 20 feet away, just to be safe. Try to get it at all ends here, just to help prevent it. The other thing that they usually say is that they would want you to use like a systemic fungicide, like a tree and shrub, the bonide tree and shrub, where you pour it at the base of the plant and it translocates into the plant that way. So that would be a good one to use for the crab apple. That's not organic, but the way it's done is it goes right through the system, right through the soil, so it's not sitting on the leaves when the kids are out there, you know, playing and the leaves fall on them, etc. It goes the opposite way. It goes into the plant and helps from the inside out. So that would be my suggestion. The problem is it, like I said, does this vicious cycle and goes around in circles. Check the neighbors, if any of the neighbors have some cedars, see if they have this gall there. Again, it looks like that, like a puffer fish, with like the spikes on the sides of it at first, and then it turns into this like alien looking orange tentacles popping out of it later in the season.
Yes, I do recall, now that you mentioned that, seeing that on my cedar trees.
Okay.
And I will, and I'll just remove them. I mean, so I'll just look for the gall right now. Do you think the fungus? Do you think the orange?
Look for the gall. It should be the gall at this point, and get rid of it. Yep. About 2 or 3 inches below it. Get rid of it. Just be gone with it from the property. Don't leave it on there in a compost or anything. Just be gone with it.
Excellent.
All right, Jim.
Really helpful. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Jim. Good luck, and have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back on the 7 o'clock hour for more of your gardening questions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.